201-209-9368 is the phone number. We're looking for one more couple to call us up and tell us the story.
Give it up, son. You're just embarrassing yourself now, Ken. You're embarrassing all of us.
The Chinese hackers are calling back. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to tell a story that my husband tells.
Okay.
Great. What's your name? What's your name?
Allie.
Okay. And what's your husband's name?
Ted.
Oh, Ted.
Allie and Ted. Okay.
Now, Allie, what is that story that makes you roll your eyes that you've heard 100 times? What is it?
Well, I don't roll my eyes because I like it, but... and I'm also telling the first person, right? So I'm an art handler at the International Center for Photography. I'm on my way to work, and I'm reading about the exhibit we're going to be having, just opening photos of the 60s, and some of them are going to be the Rolling Stones. And I get to work, and I get on the elevator. I look up from what I'm reading, and there's Mick Jagger. And so I give him a nod, and right next to him is Charlie Watts, and I give him a nod. And we ride up the elevator together to the third floor, and the doors open, and they get out to look at the exhibit that their photo's in. And the turn to the security guard, and I say, they're very important people here. And she goes, really, who? And I say, Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts. And she goes, Mick Jagger? Who's Charlie Watts?
All right, great story.
That is a great story.
And Allie told it really well.
She did, with real enthusiasm, and I'll bet that's word for word. Wait, is Ted there, Allie?
Yes.
Put Ted on the phone.
Okay, Ted.
I'll bet that was a home run.
Hello.
Hey, Ted, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
First off, wow, you nodded at Mick Jagger. Wow. I can see how you've been dining out on that for years. Now,
That was one of the most exciting nod moments I've ever had.
Those elevators are amazing. You never know when you get on an elevator, Ken. That's the lesson of the story. Just if you get on an elevator, stay on the elevator. You never know who's going to. Now, how did your wife do, Ted? Would you say that was 100%?
Well, not 100%. I mean,
Ted, are you going to tell us, Ted, it was Jim Croce? Mick Jagger?
It was not Jim Croce.
Oh, okay.
It was indeed Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts.
And what? And where did Allie stray from the script?
Just small details. It was in Minneapolis.
Oh!
This was like mid-90s.
Right.
There were a few more odd details leading up to I was sitting in the break room. I was reading the newspaper.
Newspaper? She left that out? She completely left out that whole newspaper part of it.
Right. Because I was sitting in the break room, and I was thinking, yeah, the Rolling Stones, they used to be good. They're pretty old now. But, you know, obviously this
That would have set it up perfectly, because then you'd have an ironic twist on the elevator.
Yeah, this is already a long time ago.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And deliver these pamphlets.
But I would say that she got the elevator ride correct.
Yes, but she didn't set it up. The newspaper set it up. The newspaper was Ted saying, "Oh, the Rolling Stones, they're has-beens. They're out of my life. They're not part of this world anymore." And then 2 minutes later, he's on the elevator, right?
And
That's the whole thing. She left out
the
whole setup.
The elevator, and I'm looking at the pamphlet.
That's right.
That
she didn't put it in context.
And I see this artwork includes collages of the Rolling Stones drug bust from the 60s newspaper articles.
Exactly.
Again, I'm looking at pictures of the Rolling Stones before I get on the elevator, and then...
It has to be set up like
the
that.
The door's open.
There needs to be that prologue.
I still think Allie did a great job.
Allie did fine. She did the best she could.
Yes,
okay. Thanks very much,
okay,
guys.
Okay, Ted and Allie, Andy and I are going to deliberate now.
Charlie
Watts, of course.
Yeah, Charlie. Oh, that was a great punchline. Oh, Mick Jagger, and then who's Charlie Watts? It's fantastic.
Ted and Allie, if you guys win, email me at ken@wfmu.org to get your prize T-shirt.
How many times, roughly, in Charlie Watts' life did he hear that? Oh, wow, Mick Jagger. Who's Charlie Watts? That must be like the running theme song of his life.
Oh, but Charlie Watts was so cool.
He was the coolest. You could argue he was the coolest guy in the
band.
Yeah,
he was. There's a whole documentary called Charlie is My Darling.
Wait. There's a documentary about Charlie Watts?
Well, there's...
And you just waited till the end of the show?
There's a Rolling Stones documentary.
Wait, what?
Named after
Charlie. Oh, really? He's in the name? Charlie Watts' name?
It's called Charlie is My...
It's called Charlie Watts?
Charlie is
My... Wait, what? Charlie is what?
Too jerky, man. too jerky.
Well, I only get one show a week.
It's called... All right, so who wins?
I don't care.
I think Allie wins.
You do?
Yeah.
Just for her enthusiasm?
Well, she told the story of the elevator ride perfectly.
She started, though, in chapter 3. She didn't begin.
Yeah, but...
I got to say Maya began, she set it up, right?
Which one was that?
That was, she was on a camping trip. We were, it was coyotes.
The coyote?
She had the sandwich wrong.
Oh, she
There's
got
no
the
punchline.
That's true. That's true. Allie told a real story with a punchline.
Yeah, she got the punchline. She nailed the punchline.
Whatever makes you happy.
Josh, what do you think?
I think Mick Jagger.
Oh, okay, there it is. That's Allie.
Allie and Ted win. Allie and Ted, you win a t-shirt. Email me at ken@wfmu.org. And Maya and Anthony and Jen and Steve, I'll email you guys. I'll send you guys a bumper sticker if
well,
you email
maybe,
me.
I hope they learn to pay closer attention to their spouses when their spouses are talking. Because you pay a price at the end of the day. You don't win t-shirts.
Right. Or bumper stickers.
Or bumper stickers. Well, and this has been great.
Are you going to punish your wife for not doing a good job on the triple play story?
Well, I punish her by staying married to her.
That is.
I'm to die. I'm going to grow old with
that
her.
Is the worst yeah, punishment
learn,
of all.
Believe me, she'll learn her lesson. And hey, Joshy, I don't know. I'm so glad you had the day off. I'm so glad your son was at camp and you could join us.
Happy to.
And our next week is a gender reveal.
Maybe gender reveal. Maybe gender reveal next week. We'll
Cross
see.
Your fingers. Hope for a boy.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the music of the Society of Two. John Salerno and Ron Trudeau, forming the Society of Two, very happy to be with you here in Fort Lauderdale.
Same moon above you, glow the school evening light, shine your night in Tunisia. Never does it shine so bright. Stars will glow in the heavens, for the wise understand. Shining a night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. Days of the day seem to vanish, the ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace. You know that each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. So old that the kiss of the day seem to vanish, the ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace. Where the nights are filled with peace. Where the nights are filled with peace.
I think I'm going out of my head. Over you. Over you. I want you. You want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head. I can't explain the tears that I shed.
think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
Very much. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's been the music of the Society of Two, featuring John Salerno and Ron Trudeau. You've been a very fine audience, and it's been our pleasure playing for you here this evening. And until we see you again, the Society of Two, hoping very sincerely that you have had and that you continue to have a very good night.
Hey everybody, this is Don Fleming with 21 Lounge on WFMU. We just heard The Society of Two. I've been looking for this record for a while. It features Ron Trudeau, who later became the Electric Zither guy, who I featured on a previous show. But on this record, he plays stand-up bass. Ron Trudeau and John Salerno. And John plays accordion and vibes, which he switches back and forth on as he's doing the song. So this is on Art Records out of Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, they have a really unique thing going there. Just the two of them singing together and the two of them playing. Before that, we opened with Don Hayes with the Mr. Lucky theme. From his Art Records album, A Fun Evening with Don Hayes, at his special Baldwin organ and piano. And The Society of Two, that album was Songs for Lonely Lovers, and we heard Night in Tunisia, followed by Going Out of My Head. So up next, I want to feature kind of a big set with one band. It's a band that I only have half of their albums. They have six albums, and I have three of them. And they're called the Town Criers. And they started in 63, really as like a bluegrass band, in Georgia Tech in Georgia. And then eventually evolved into doing pop songs in their sets. And the thing that was most striking about this band is, and as you'll hear, they do a couple of King Crimson covers. And not the heavy songs, a couple of really lighter ones. Because the Town Criers are kind of all about harmony vocals. They're really strong on the harmony vocals. And so as they expanded their thing, they started doing some more unusual songs. So I'm going to play you a set of their stuff, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about the albums that they came off of. Basically, the first one I'm going to play is their album, their third album, called Let's Do It. That was from 1970. And we're going to start off with Got to Get You Into My Life.
Mousetrap proudly presents the Town Criers.
a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of life there. Ooh, suddenly see you. Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life. You into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I want to stay here. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way here.
Thank you. straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there.
Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world,
gotta get some more joy into the world. Thank you.
Everyone knows the eagle's supposed to be the symbol of freedom. They're very respected, government protected. It's against the law to eat them. On dollars and collars and medals for scholars and flags that wag in the wind. On cigars you puff and American stuff, the eagle is proudly pinned. Now with such a position in American tradition, eagles are responsible birds. Moral delinquencies and idiosyncrasy seldom, if ever, incur. But there once was an eagle who was not very regal by the name of J. Edgar Swoop. It was quite often heard that bird's absurd and ought to be kept in a coop. An example, I'd say, would be his toupee, which he thought made him look debonair. And if he went to pike, he'd always hitchhike, never did travel by air. Jay hung around the streets downtown. He said, them mountains are dull. Why, all that you meets is occasional sheeps or a couple of high-flying gulls. But the worst thing of all was that he had the gall to wear some baggy old knickers. They were pink and blue plaid and fit him so bad they caused titters, guffaws, and snickers. In the government town, the word got around about J. Edgar and his antics. A meeting was held and some senators yelled, un-American, and the usual pedantics. The FBI director, that's federal bird inspector, was called in to handle the deal. He said, it looks like to me that eagle's too free. I expect he's gone over the hill. Well, there's only one choice, said the people's voice. America's dependent on us. We got to find that bird and give him the word, E pluribus unibus. So the FBI, they went out to try to make Jay claw the line. But he just wouldn't listen, so they throwed him in prison to pay for his traitorous crimes. Well, in the government town, things quieted down, they decided to make an appendage, because the symbol of the country was in the penitentiary and they needed a new government image. The measure was born and committees were formed to find a new Yankee Doodle, and the symbol that best reflected the West was none but the miniature poodle. Yeah, some argued the facts of what a poodle lacks. Besides, they said, they're French. But, said the committee, so's the Statue of Liberty, and it went up before the bench. Now the measure was passed, and the law at last was entered on government logs. J. Edgar didn't care, he said.
It's about time for us to close our second show, and we would like to leave you with our tribute to rock.
Goes on. close the show, we want everybody to help us out on this last song, because we're going to let the sunshine in. And I mean, we're really going to let the sunshine in. We want you to clap your hands and stomp your feet and sing along. Do anything you want to, but help us out. Everybody, now come on. Clap your hands with me. Everybody. Yeah, that's it. Now keep it going. Are you ready? Is everybody gonna sing? Yeah. Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. All right. Are you ready now? Come on. Let the sun shine. Come on. Let the sun shine. The sun shining. Come on, help me out now. Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine. Just a little bit louder.
Sunshine.
Gonna be all right.
Sunshine.
Wow!
Yeah, sunshine.
Come on!
Welcome back. You're listening to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming on WFMU. So that was a big set of the Town Criers. And we started off with the Let's Do It album. And this is when they were kind of at their biggest. They were like a six-piece at this point. Ron Stevenson was one of the main guys that started the band. Ed Wing was the lead guitarist. They also had Corky McCorkle on rhythm guitar, Benny Devine on drums, Bill Patterson played keys and eventually guitar and was one of the big singers in the band. And that was recorded live at the Mousetrap Show Lounge in Louisville, Kentucky in 1970. And then we got into their next album, which was called Four, and it was their fourth album, and it's also when they got down to being a four-piece band. Corky McCorkle left the band, and so we heard I Talk to the Wind. They do King Crimson's I Talk to the Wind. Really nice version. Has like a auto harp or zither in there for a second. It's just unusual instrumentation, but just really nice vocals on that one. And that was recorded at Sambo Sound Studios, Louisville, Kentucky, in the spring of 1971. They put that one out on their own Town Criers Records label. The Let's Do It album has no label. It's just a self-released album. And that was followed by another track from the Four record called it's Lady Madonna. And then we went to their fifth album, The Year of the Toad, for Joy to the World. It's a bit of an odd album. One whole side of it's really just like a comedy record with poems and a lot more sort of Mason Williams type stuff. And in fact, the next song up then, from going back to the Four album, was J. Edgar Swoop, which was a Mason Williams song. And yes, as Matt from Springfield pointed out, it's the same guy that did Classical Gas, but he did all these like political comedy songs as well, sort of Smothers Brothers territory. And that was on their the Four album from 1971, and then also another King Crimson song, Peace / Theme, which again they do a really nice job of that. They're not the only lounge band to do King Crimson. Irwin reminded me that the Kaplan Brothers also do a pretty nice version of I Talk to the Wind. Probably play that one in a show at some point. And then after that, finished out the set with their rock medley, which included Sunshine of Your Love, I Dig Rock and Roll Music, Johnny Be Good, really nice Hard Day's Night. The beat goes on with Sunshine of Your Love as the music underneath. And then Spinning Wheel, Get Back, and Let the Sunshine In, which he really wanted to keep going there. Had the crowd going on that one. So yeah, the Town Criers. They were around for at least 10 years. And still got to find their other three albums. And they put out singles first, but those were sort of originals when they were still doing their bluegrass thing. But really cool to see how they evolved over time. All right, so going to do another set for you now. Starting with this band called The Villagers that I don't really know much at all about. It's from their Friar Tuck Productions record. It Was Such a Night at Friar Tuck's, it says on the album here. And this is from 1977, so both of these songs I'm going to play you now are bands who were doing stuff a little later in the 70s. Starting with The Villagers, who do a version of White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she was this small. Now if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell Mahuka smoking caterpillars has given you the call. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom and your mind is moving low, go ask Alice. I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have fallen far ahead, and the white knight is talking backwards, and the red queen's lost her head, remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head, feed your head.
Suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city. But don't
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge. I don't come across too many Peter Frampton covers, so I thought I'd play that one for you. The band is called Patchwork. And as it says here on the liner notes, it is a pleasure to introduce you to Patchwork, a musical, vocal, dramatic, and entertaining experience that leaves a lasting impression. The five members of Patchwork present a well-balanced blend of music, comedy, and drama. Each of the five is a fine singer in their own right, and together their harmony is perfect. And that one featured Patty Dupree singing. It says she stands 6 feet tall and her talent is just as big. Patty is a singer, and we're not throwing that word around loosely. She sings fabulous interpretations of the 30s and 40s songs, and her renditions of current songs are great too. She plays the spoons, harmonica, and a variety of percussion instruments. So, yeah, they're a pretty fun band on a label called Renee Records. And they do some other interesting stuff on here too, but I thought I'd throw that one in. Before that, we heard The Villagers with White Rabbit. Just a few minutes left here before Becky will be joining you, and gonna finish it off with some organ songs. We've got this week a guy named Whitey Theodore at the Atomic H Organ. This album was produced by MSK Productions and manufactured in Dearborn Records, Dearborn, Michigan. And the album is called Just Me. I'm going to start off with Candyman and then let it play for a couple more songs. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in New York City at Rockland County and at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. So here's some organ tunes for you, starting with Candyman with Whitey Theodore at the Atomic H Organ. See you next week. Thank you.
Her voice is as smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. Gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl, and my name is Becky. And, boy, this summer's flown by, hasn't it? I mean, at least for me. But I need a vacation. Anyway, I don't think I brought any records about vacations. I could be wrong. Probably more about working. But I'm here. I brought records to play for you. I'm excited about them. A couple of them, I encourage you to go to WFMU.org and click on the live playlist if you aren't already there, because there are a couple of picture sleeves and I'm going to try to post them in the chat, and it's going to be worth it, I promise. But yeah, what can I say? I think that's all I have to say right now. So let's listen to music, why don't we? You're listening to WFMU.
We'll do the truck driver boogie, and we'll do this whole darn town. You've heard the shotgun boogie from Tennessee to the shores of the Philippines. You've heard the boogie on the strings and the boogie and everything way down in New Orleans. But the boogie, baby, that we're dancing tonight is spreading all around. It's a truck driver boogie that's shaking up this town. We'll do the truck driver boogie as we swing around this town. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we won't fool around. Oh, we'll swing it here, we'll swing it there, and we'll truck it all around. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we'll do the whole darn town. Thank you. tomorrow, baby, as I'm rolling along and my driver's hum a song. I'll be thinking of you and her good times too as I'm rolling right along. So I'll pour on the coal and I'll watch her roll, cause I'm hurrying back to you. For you as sweet as sugar candy, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do the truck driver boogie as we swing around this town. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we won't fool around. Oh, we'll swing it here, we'll swing it there, and we'll truck it all around. We'll do the truck driver boogie and we'll do the whole damn town. Let me stay with you. I'll be your daddy and your mama too. I'll hug and kiss you, listen that you coo. If you be my baby, I'll babysit with you. If you be my baby,
be my baby,
I don't mean maybe,
don't mean.
Everything I'll get you,
things I'll get you,
I'll love and pet you,
love and pet you.
If you be my baby, I'll babysit with you. I'll dress you up real neat. I'll read you stories, rock you to sleep. I'll never leave you or make you blue. If you be my baby, I'll babysit with you. If you be my baby and mine alone, I'll never spank you or do you wrong. I'll never scold you, no matter what you do. If you be my baby, I'll babysit with you. Oh, be my baby,
be my.